Tom Stewart. He is one of four candidates who will advance to November's general election for one of two at-large seats on the Lansing City Council. Tom, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Are you basking in the glow of victory?
A little bit, yeah. We got a lot of work ahead, so we're going to take a couple moments here to enjoy the hard work and that we put in the first 12 weeks and then kind of regroup and strategize for the next 12 weeks.
All right. What do you think caused folks to make you one of the four that will run for one of the two spots in November's election?
Well, I think people are really hungry for something different in the Lansing area right now. I think a lot of people understand that what's happening now or what's going on right now isn't working, and they want to try something different. And I think I'm a new, this is my first time running for public office. I have a history in the business community in the Lansing area, and, I'm trying to bring some of those skills to the council. So I'm bringing those new perspectives and a younger perspective, to the council. I think people want to see that.
What do you mean by isn't working?
Well, I think there's a lot of, some obstructionist going on, and I don't think people feel like the council is in touch with what Lansing needs right now, and I think that's what's not working. I think they feel like there's a little bit of communication malfunction.
All right, well, you've got some work to do because City Council member Carol Wood was the leading vote-getter, period, last night with 4,200-plus votes. Derek Quinney had 3,400. He's also a sitting member of City Council. Rory Nooner had 2,678, and you had 2,043. You have a lot of work to do. How are you going to beat those three?
My plan is to stick to the same thing, is just working a lot on the ground. I mean, as you said, the two incumbents have a lot more rate and name recognition than I have in the past, obviously, because they are incumbents. Rory's been at it since January, and we decided very late, basically 3 days before May 10th, the filing deadline to do this. So we've been working from behind the whole time, and we know we've got a large mountain to climb, but we're going to hit those doors like we've been hitting them for the last 12 weeks and just reach out to more people and as many people as we can.
All right.
And I think that's where it's going to win.
All right,
we're going to win it.
Tom, we are going to stay in touch with you. We're going to talk with all the candidates up until the November general election. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.